This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. On Saturday, many Vermont students will be taking part in marches in Montpelier, Rutland, and Middlebury as part of a national effort called March for Our Lives. They're demanding action on efforts to make schools safer and to enact laws that will help prevent gun violence and mass shootings. The event was planned in the aftermath of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida last month that left 17 people dead. One group of students from Randolph Union High School is going beyond the borders of their home state, traveling to Washington, D.C. to take part in the national event. 12 students and four teachers have raised nearly $8,000 to make the trip. Teacher Carol McNair said the idea blossomed after watching the outcry from students at Florida's Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, where the shootings took place.
And as soon as I heard them talk, I knew right away that I had to bring kids from our school to be part of it and to have their voices heard.
McNair says the community has been mostly supportive of the trip.
There's been a little pushback from a couple of community members that have concerns that this is a school-sponsored or sanctioned trip. Almost all the money we're using has come from private donors, and the students that are coming are required to do an academic component of the trip. And one of our hopes is when we get back that this isn't the end of this, that it's just the beginning, and that we'll learn ideas that we can take back and do with members of our community.
McNair recruited student leaders and also members of a class called Randolph Area Narrative Documentary that will document the event. Hunter Broussard of Braintree is one of those documentary students.
We wanted to document how powerful this march is going to be.
I spoke with Broussard and fellow students Natalie Strand of Randolph and Jillian Harris, also of Randolph, about their trip to D.C. Jillian Harris said there were some concerns about safety.
So my parents were really like worried about it. They're like, oh, I don't think so. But I'm really passionate about like the cause. So I kind of convinced them because they're really worried about like safety issues. And they were very, very hesitant about letting me go. But I'm really glad that they are now.
You guys are all well aware of these issues, and you're really up on all this, and you know that things are happening right here in Vermont as far as asking for gun control legislation. Why was it important to you to go on this national march, to go to Washington, rather than perhaps staying home, working on things here, maybe going to Montpelier, that kind of thing?
This is Natalie Strand speaking. As for me, I kind of got involved in this issue in the school before I learned about the trip to D.C. I was involved in a small group of students that wanted to organize a walkout that happened last Tuesday, March 13th, because we had an in-conference day on the 14th, which was the national day where schools all around America walked out for 17 minutes. It's an issue that I'm really passionate about and a lot of students are. So I was involved in planning that and kind of talking about why we were doing it and getting students involved. So when Ms. McNair kind of recruited me to go to this, I wasn't going to say no to it because it's something that's really awesome. And I want to go to represent my school and represent what I believe in, which is safety in schools.
What about gun laws would you specifically like to see changed, or do you not have a specific, you know, call for gun control legislation in mind?
This is Jillian speaking, and one of the biggest things that I think that I have a problem with is the fact that, like, kids who are just turning 18 and who are 18 can just go get a gun, and that in a lot of places there aren't even, like, a wait period of, like, 7 days or anything. Like, kids can, or 18-year-olds or 19-year-olds who aren't even finished with adolescence, because you're not done with that until you're 25 or 27, and their brains aren't done, and so there are a lot of things and components that can affect emotional responses. And so kids who are really fired up or upset about something can get a gun if they're 18, and then they have this open chance to hurt people who are innocent and are just beginning their lives. Because, like, the kids in Florida, when we did the walkout, they said the names of the 17 people who were killed, and a lot of them were, like, freshmen like me who are just beginning their stories and just starting their life, and that was taken from them because some kid was upset or angry or not emotionally stable, but he could go get a gun. That, like, I think that the age is something, a big part of something that needs to be changed.
So personally, I'm a gun owner and I'm a hunter. So I don't actually want any change. What I'm focusing on really, by going to DC, I really just want to capture the power and the zen of this march on film. But what I want to focus on is not necessarily the guns, but the people who are able to get the guns, because I don't think it's the guns that are the problem. I think it's how people who are unstable are able to get the guns.
I find that kind of fascinating. You know, here Hunter is saying that, you know, he believes in the Second Amendment and the right to have guns, yet you're all together on this same issue. You're both looking for change of some kind. Hunter just said that he doesn't necessarily want changes to gun laws. Natalie and or Jillian, how do you feel? How do you interact with Hunter? Have you guys had honest intellectual disagreement about this? Have you tried to change each other's minds on that particular theme?
This is Jillian. I think that it's really cool and intricate that we all have that we all have diverse opinions about it, because even just listening to Hunter say what he said, like I can see where he's coming from and I can take his view and like respect it and understand it and totally agree with it on some aspects about how people who they're like there might not be background checks like thorough enough so the people who are mentally unstable can just get a gun. So I totally agree with that, and I think that it's just really cool that we can all have diverse opinions and come together on this one matter.
You've all become aware that people are talking now about young people like yourselves and this sort of youth activist movement, and I wonder if the Parkland shooting had not occurred, or if there hadn't been such a vocal response from the students there, do you think that you would be protesting the way you are today? I mean, I guess what I'm asking is whether these issues about gun control were always on your minds, or if you really only became aware and motivated to act because of that incident in Florida.
This is Natalie. I think yes and no at the same time, because I'm a sophomore right now, and last year in my social studies class, we did a whole unit on gun control issues, and I was pretty vocal about my opinion in that class, and I was pretty, like, fired up about what I wanted and kind of, like, debating with other people in the class. And also, the Parkland shooting, for me personally, like, really kind of, like, opened my eyes in a way. Like, I was aware that there were shootings in the past, but I didn't really look into it as much as I am at this shooting, just because it's been so, like, huge in America.
It's Jillian. So I think the biggest part about that that's different about the Parkland shooting and how it kind of, like, woke people up in a way was that there are, like, hundreds of other school shootings that happen, and it's kind of become this horrible but normalcy in America by how often it happens, and by Parkland and those kids speaking up for like their own safety and their beliefs really, I think, sent like this sense of like wake up to everybody else who had strong opinions about it, or maybe like about either thing, like school safety or different gun control laws or different gun laws in general.
So I definitely don't think if the Parkland incident hadn't happened, I don't think we would be doing the same as we are right now. It's incredible the amount of support that these students have gotten from around the country. I mean, we're in Vermont. We have no connection to them whatsoever. But here we are. We're going to D.C. to support them and to support all the students in the country. We're going to support ourselves and everybody around us. And we're unified almost.
That was Randolph Union High School students Hunter Broussard, Jillian Harris, and Natalie Strand, along with their teacher, Carol McNair.
They're among a group of students headed to Washington, D.C. for tomorrow's March for Our Lives protest in support of steps to end gun violence and mass shootings. Locally, there are marches happening in Montpelier, Rutland, and Middlebury.